big sky, big potential. In association with Mills and Reeve, this is Eastern Promise. Achieving more together. Not all superheroes wear capes. And thankfully, fewer still wear their underpants atop their trousers. But without these signature fashion choices, how are we to recognise heroes in our midst and sing their praises in song? Let's leap a tall building in a single bound for another
crowd sorcery.
Well, you certainly took to this week's topic. Clearly, you all have a lot of people you want to salute, and rightly so. Let's start with Tarquin Bennett Coles, senior partner at SCI Partners, advisor for Little Bean Journey, pro bono mentor for the Homerton Changemakers, and career in healthcare supporter for the MBA and EMBA students at the Judge Institute. Tarquin writes, Dr. Soraya Jones, Blaine Baker Garwood, and Paula Beckenstein, MCIM. Three people who consistently give time, insight, wisdom, and energy to help others. All change makers and role models. I haven't yet had the pleasure of meeting Blaine Baker Garwood, though your post has brought that a lot closer, Tarquin. In the first of several responses to your praise, Blaine Baker Garwood herself says, Tarquin, wow, I'm speechless. Your words have meant so much to me, so thank you for making my entire day in thinking of me. This truly means a lot, and I'm touched beyond words that you think so highly of me. You are absolutely my role model as a change maker for good. The world is a better place because you're in it. Blaine, this is indeed true. Every week, Tarquin's contribution means so much to this podcast, and he's definitely my hero. Paula Beckenstein too, thanks you, Tarquin, for your kind words. And on Paula Beckenstein and Dr. Soraya Jones, folks, I can only agree wholeheartedly with Tarquin. Spending any time with either is truly nourishing for the soul. Meanwhile, let's welcome Giga Connector, nay, the Connectors Connector, Dave Graham, who asks me the following question. Don't know how much your Sorcerer's Wand has touched over the University of Essex, Mike, but I'll give you a couple of stars from my time there, both doing amazing things in their fields, Anna Sturrock and Tracy Lawson. Thank you, Dave. In fact, my Sorcerer's Wand has spent a fleeting hour or two at the University of Essex at the Innovation Centre Knowledge Gateway with Georgina Watts and Neil Griffin and Elvis. Though I'd be the first to admit it's not enough. I've recently even dipped the old wand down in Hertfordshire. Stop it. So the range continues to extend. Thank you for that, Dave. Richard Powell, OBE, environmental charity advisor and independent chair, is facing a dilemma many of us may have faced in responding to this crowd sorcery.
Crowd sorcery.
Thank you. Richard writes, too many to mention, but I would shout out Keith Moore of the Environment Agency. He works so hard to join up agendas, or people for that matter, that don't want to be joined up. He is across so many sectors and so knowledgeable, he deserves a special mention. As does Rebecca White of Your Own Place. About to stand down as CEO, but what a legacy she has achieved. What an impact on young people. She is an absolute star. And they would be two unsung heroes to me. That wholly justified praise from Richard Powell prompted a heartfelt and welcome response from Rebecca White, preventing homelessness as CEO of Your Own Place, CIC. Thank you, Richard. You have been a true friend of our mission to support people of all ages that through no fault of their own find themselves in worse situations than many of us. The people who continue to be so kind and voiceless in the face of so much adversity are my heroes, says Rebecca, and always will be. Amen to that. And now, let's turn to the members of our special WhatsApp crowdsourcery collective known as...
The Crowdsourcers Supreme!
First, here's Adam Peed, talent and business development strategist, who says... Love this, Mike. I would like to mention Laura Grimwood and Ursula A. I'm afraid LinkedIn won't give me a clue as to what the A stands for, but Ursula A it is, who are doing phenomenal work in enabling ideas and companies to have a chance at succeeding. And lastly, let's hear from Dr. Penny Hundleby, senior scientist at the John Innes Centre. What a lovely post, Mike. Great to see those NRP names on your list. I fully agree they are all awesome people, generous with their time and knowledge. I'll perhaps dip outside of my immediate research group, with the exception perhaps of Azka Noreen, a fantastic postdoc who recently left my team and heads soon for Cambridge University. To the other people who make coming into work each day such a joy. Those who share their time and knowledge, who have a for the good of the science, no ego attitude. People like Jonathan Clark, Eva Sharp, Rachel Wells, Claire Stevenson, Monica Chetri, Felicity Perry, and many more. As they say, it takes a village. That it does. And that they do, Penny. And that's your lot for episode 94 of the Eastern Promise podcast. I've been Mike Rigby, and for the past 5 weeks, you've been listening to the five panels, four mini-movies, and four speeches that made up the Eastern Promise event, Building the Norwich Food Science Supercluster. The whole event will soon be available to download from the Eastern Promise podcast feed, so you can choose to listen to a particular panel of interest from the previous four episodes, or take in the whole event from start to finish. Every minute replete with reminders why Norwich is an amazing crucible for food-related research, development and commerce. Whether that's soil and seed, gastronomy and gut, or even, dare I say, fertiliser and faeces.
Weird.
It also serves as a reminder that, in the opinion of this podcaster, the scientific research that goes on across the east of England is at least, the equal of anywhere in this country, in Europe, nay, the world. It's a deep and humbling privilege that I'm able to experience it firsthand and share it with you. Next week, our regular programming will resume with Rachel Hales of Get Synergized. Rachel is a firecracker, fizzing with ideas and drive, using her bespoke platform to bring businesses and non-profit organisations together. We'll be hearing from Rachel, Dr. Hannah Chapman of the Cambridge Acorn Project, and Nick Finlayson-Brown, who leads the Cambridge office of Mills & Reeve, proud partners of both Get Synergised and this very podcast. It only remains for me to thank everyone who attended our recent event at the Quadrum Institute and everyone who took part in a panel or one of the four movies we showed at the event. Thank you too to the King of the Cable, the Pharaoh of the Fader, Engineer 49. And finally, thank you to you for listening. I'm incredibly grateful to have your company and incredibly humbled as well. We shall be reunited in but 7 short days. So until then, bye for now. To hear other episodes of the Eastern Promise podcast, and to find out more about what we do, go to our website at easternpromise.org.uk. Eastern Promise is a Priors Croft production in association with Mills & Reeve, achieving more together.